Hi, I'm Rogan Ferguson, a program manager at Microsoft, working on our TFS database import service for Visual Studio Team Services. This service will allow teams using Team Foundation Server to migrate their collection databases to the cloud and start leveraging Team Services. In this video, we'll start by introducing the database import service, which is currently in a preview. Next, we'll pivot onto the steps to migrate a collection database. Finally, we'll walk through a demo import of a collection to Team Services. Before we jump into the steps involved, let's cover some high-level details on how the database import service works. It operates down at the team project collection level, allowing us to make the import high fidelity. Each collection that is migrated goes into a brand new Team Services account. This account is created during the import itself. It's important to think of the account in Team Services as the equivalent of a collection in Team Foundation Server. At this time, imports can't be done project by project or into an existing account. An entire migration effort using the database import service can be broken down into six distinct steps. In this video, we're going to focus on the last three steps and the work involved in them. At the end of this video, we'll explain where you can get the migration guide, which provides explanations and links to documentation for each phase in greater detail. I want to take a second to briefly touch on some prerequisites from the second phase. First, you will need to be on one of the two most recent Team Foundation Server releases. Releases include all major versions and updates. The second prerequisite is you need to be using or have plans to adopt Azure Active Directory for cloud identity management. In order to ensure that your identities are mapped correctly, it is recommended that you have a sync setup between your Active Directory and Azure Active Directory. For teams using Office 365, you're already good to go, as having onboarded Office 365 means you have all the prerequisites completed. The final three phases of a migration are validation, getting ready, and importing. A validation evaluates the state of a collection, process customizations, and other artifacts to ensure it can be successfully moved to Team Services. Why is it required? Certain aspects of Team Foundation Server collections differ from what is supported in Team Services, primarily in the process customization space. Any errors that are flagged during this step will need to be corrected before moving forward. Once your collection successfully validates, you will need to get your collection ready to import. This includes generating an identity mapping file, import specification file, and taking the collection offline to be packaged up for import. Finally, you will be ready to import a collection database. During the preview, we'll be providing codes that will allow teams to queue imports. One code can be used for a dry run, and the other can be used for a production import. How do you complete these steps? We're introducing a new tool called TFS Migrator to assist. Unlike the past where import solutions were lower fidelity, TFS Migrator allows us to provide a high fidelity solution for importing your databases. It can help you validate your collection database, get ready to import, and actually queue an import. Let's check it out in action. You'll see here that I have set up a basic Team Foundation Server install with a single collection. We're going to migrate that collection to the cloud. To give a little bit of a heads up on what's in the collection, I've populated it with some code, a pull request, and a dashboard. If we go into the pull request, you'll see that it's currently tagged to a work item and assigned to team members for them to go and review it. We're not going to complete this pull request though, because we want to check it out in the cloud to make sure that all the data was migrated over. If you'll remember, the first step in getting your collection ready, or phase 4 in the documentation guide, is running a validation. This will ensure that the collection is in a state that's good to import the Team Services. We'll use the tool TFS Migrator to accomplish this. All you need to do is open up a command prompt, cd into the directory which you unzip TFS Migrator, and run the validate command. To do that, I simply type TFS Migrator, validate, and then I give it the collection URL. In this case, because I'm running it on my local machine, I'll point it at that. What this will do is it will connect to the collection, run a series of checks, and extract the project processes, and make sure they're okay for import. Let's scroll up and take a look at the results. So we can see that TFS Migrator gives a live output as it's working through it. It starts by validating the collection, checking a series of collection metadata, checking the size, version of TFS, as well as looking for any other issues that could perhaps exist in the groups or identity space. It then extracted the processes, examined them, to check and see if there's anything that maybe isn't supported in Team Services that we would have to correct prior to importing. We'll notice here that it gave us a results output saying that all the collection validations passed. And when we scroll down to the bottom, we see that the tool even gives us guidance. This guidance is going to be based on your success or failure when running a particular command. In this case, because it was successful, it tells us we can move on and run the prepare command. But if it wasn't successful, it would have told us that we would have had to have looked at the logs, reviewed them, find the errors, and make the corrections and rerun the validation. Just to get some context on this, let's go ahead and look at the logs anyways. I'm going to copy the directory the logs are saved in, and we're going to open up File Explorer. If we go up a couple level, you'll notice that each collection gets its own folder, and that you'll see the runs here that you've previously done, and they'll be timestamped. Let's open up the run we just did. You'll notice you'll have a series of logs. Each log is broken down into different sections. One, for example, is for the project processes. One is for the collection metadata check. No matter what command you run, there will always be a tfsmigrator.log, and that's going to contain every log entry from all the other logs. I suggest you start with that log when debugging issues. Let's go ahead and open it up. Now that we've opened the log, we can scroll through and you'll see the natural breaks where it'll tell you what TFS Migrator was doing. We can see it was checking licensing information, getting the collection database collation, as well as another series of checks. If we scroll all the way down to the bottom, we'll see the output results and see that everything was okay. If there was a failure, we could have used the failure section, scrolled up, found the error, and made a correction. Since this collection validated okay, we're going to move on and run the prepare command. The prepare command is just as easy to run as the validate command. All I need to do is write TFS Migrator, prepare. I'm going to provide it the collection again. So that's my local host. Pointed at my default collection. And there's one additional parameter I need to provide. Since during the prepare step, it's going to generate what's called an identity mapping file to help map my on-prem identities to my cloud identities in Azure Active Directory, I need to provide it the tenant domain name. In this case, I'm going to be using the Microsoft directory, which means that I'm going to say WAC tenant domain name. And I'm going to point it at Microsoft.com. What's going to happen is it's going to run a validation again to make sure that nothing has changed in the state of your collection from when you ran the validate. Because we're connecting to Azure to be able to generate the identity map, it's going to ask me to sign in. Once I've signed in, it's going to continue with the validation, pull the identities out, and generate the identity map, as well as the import specification file. Again, if we scroll up, we can see exactly what it was doing, that the collection validations passed, and that it successfully generated the files that are required to actually run an import. And as usual, it provides guidance based on success and failure to make sure you can stay on track. Let's go and take a look at what was generated from this run in more detail by going to the log output directory. You'll notice I have the same set of logs as before, my collection.log, project process map, and my tfsmigrator.log, but because the run was successful, I got those two additional files that help us actually run an import. The first one is the identity map. Let's go ahead and pop that open and take a look at what it generated for us. Excellent. Now, if you remember, when I was giving my talk earlier, we mentioned that if you have an Azure Active Directory sync set up between your Active Directory, we'll be able to automatically populate identity maps for you. And this is what we can see in this case. When I look over on the right-hand side, in the status column, Everywhere that you see OK, that's indicating to me that we were able to find the matching identity in Azure Active Directory. Where there's no match, we weren't able to find one. If you have a no match and you want it to be a match, you'll need to go back and make sure that the identity is being properly synced to AAD and rerun the prepare command. Otherwise, take a second, look through the log, and make sure the identities that you expect to map up are mapping up to who you expect. Remember, under the user principal name column, these identities will be the ones that the users will sign in to Team Services with after the migration is completed. You'll also be able to select what license you would like the user to have once you've imported. You can pick Stakeholder, Basic, or MSDN. In this case, we're going to stick with Basic. We don't want to change anything up right now. So we're happy with this file. We're going to go ahead and close it. The other file is called our import specification, commonly nicknamed the import.json. This file describes to us all of the details that are involved with actually running an import, from specifying where the source data is located and what account we want to target, or what account we want to create and what region we want it to go into. It also allows us to input our import code that we'll use for either our dry or production run. It includes some other validation data, which is simply captured to help us get an understanding of what version your TFS instance was on, as well as collation and size. You'll need to fill this out. It should be really simple. Let's go through it right now. Let's start with some of the target data. I'll need to provide an account name that I want my account to have once the import's completed. It's important that I make sure that this account doesn't exist already, as I can't import into an existing account. In this case, we're going to pick Fabricam import demo. Next, I'll need to select a region. This region is going to have to come from the list that I can see here. These are the short terms that I'll need to put down, and when you go over to the right, you'll see it provides helpful guidance as to what these regions map to. SCUS maps to South Central US, WEU maps to West Europe. We're going to go ahead and import this to South Central US. So I can go ahead and delete the text that was put in here by TFS Migrator and simply put SCUS to specify that region. You're almost there. The last things you'll need to do are provide an import code and upload your data to the cloud. Once you've done that, you'll need to double check to make sure that the names you specified for your identity mapping file and TFS Migrator DAC pack are the same as what they are here. TFS Migrator takes a guess at what they'd be called, but it might not always be the same. You might pick a different one. Let's go ahead and save the changes for now, as we're going to come back and finish this once we've gone and uploaded our data to the cloud. So the next step is we actually need to take our collection database offline so we can package it up and upload it to the Azure Storage account. We'll start by opening up the Team Foundation Server Administration console, going to the Team Project Collections tab, and clicking Detach. Make sure you provide a reason. In this case, we are taking the collection offline for import. Now that the collection has been detached, we'll click Complete, Close, and now we'll actually need to generate the DAC pack. The reason we need to detach it is because the identities are actually stored in the configuration database, and by detaching it, we take the identities, move them into the collection database so they can be packaged up along with it. When you go to generate the DAC pack, it is important that you use sqlpackage.exe. You can create a DAC pack from SQL Server Management Studio, but it's recommended you use sqlpackage.exe as it is easier and allows us to provide different flags to make the import or to make the extraction target only what is needed for Team Services, helping to speed up your import. What I've gone here is I've opened up a command prompt, cd to the directory that has sqlpackage.exe, and I've input a command. Make sure you check out our migration guide to see this command in full detail, as it'll provide steps as to what information you need to fill in and how you should format it. I'm going to go ahead and run this now, and what it'll do is it'll extract the data from my database and put it into a DAC pack format. All right, now our DAC pack's been generated, we can go and check it out on the disk. So we'll go to the location where I saved it, and we can see that the DAC pack's there. Now, the next steps are going to be to upload all this data to an Azure Storage account and then finish filling out our import.json. To save some time for this demo, I've gone ahead and pre-uploaded everything into a demo storage account. A couple tips though I do want to share with you. When I go and create a container and storage account, I want to make sure they are in the same region that I'm importing to. In this case, I'm importing to South Central US, so I want to make sure that my storage account and container are in that same region. That ensures that when we do the import, the data stays within a single Azure data center and it doesn't have to be transferred across long distances, thus speeding up the import. Another useful tip is when you're uploading your data, if it's relatively small, under 5 gigs, you can use a storage client such as the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer to help make things more simple. If you are over 5 gigs in size, it's recommended that you use AzCopy or Azure Copy in order to allow parallel upload of your data and allow it to get into the cloud faster so you can start your import sooner. So the files you need to upload are your DAC pack and your identity mapping file. Once those are there, you'll want to open up your import.json and ensure that the names that were generated for the identity mapping file and the DAC pack by TFS Migrator match what you have uploaded in the storage account. In this case, I picked the same default names that TFS Migrator picked, but if you chose a different name, be sure to correct that. You'll notice that I put my account name in, Fabricam Import Demo, and my region's already there, and I've gone ahead and inserted my import code, and I've selected the dry run code since this is just a test import. I've also gone and generated a SAS key that can be used to connect to my storage account to pull the data from these two files in the Teams services. It's important that you check out the migration guide, as it will provide tips, tricks, and documentation on how to fill out these different parts of your import.json and how to do things like uploading your data to Azure, as well as generating the SAS key in more detail. All right, now that we're good, I'm going to go ahead and save the import.json, and we're going to start up TFS Migrator again. Using TFS Migrator's import command, we're actually going to go ahead and queue the import. Running an import is very simple, just like the other two commands. I simply write TFS Migrator, import, and then I provide it the location of my import specification file on disk. In this case, I put it in my C directory under a folder called demo, and I've called it import.json. I'll go ahead and press enter. It's going to scan through the file, make a connection to the storage account, ensure that the relevant files that you've specified are there, and then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with the import. I'm going to say yes. It's going to start the import, and then you'll notice that it tells me it started successfully. I can monitor the import by going to the account, and what that will show me is a 503 saying the account's offline for import. And it'll also give me an import ID, which I need to hold on for in case I need it later. And of course, I can go and see a log output for the import itself. So I can tell how quickly was it done, were there any problems, and it would allow me to debug if there were any issues. Now that we're back, I've just gotten word that our import is completed. Let's go ahead and take a look. So I've pulled it up here. We can see that my team dashboard is still present, along with tiles such as my markdown tile, team members tile, as well as one of my query tiles. If we go and look at that pull request that you remember from the start of the demo, I'll see that it's here. It's using the new UX that is only available in team services currently, and that my work item is linked. My team member is still assigned to review it, as well as my team. Now you've seen how to do an import for phases 4, 5, and 6, validating the collection, getting it ready for import, and actually running an import. Now that you've had a chance to see the migration process in action, you should try it yourself. Get started by downloading our Team Services Migration Guide. This guide provides explanations and details on an entire migration effort from phase 1 to 6. You can also view additional documentation on the migration process or request access to the database import service preview by checking out these links. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the cloud very soon.